Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, let's continue our election coverage. Now, this morning we speak to a sitting member, a member for just over 6 years, 67, married with 2 children, 5 grandchildren. He's nodding at me. I've got that bit right. Good morning, East Douglas MHK, Chris Robertshaw.
Morning, James.
Tell me, you were the man I know who was, well, I suppose you were the man appointed to drive through that long-term change, new look, more efficient, centre of government. It didn't work out quite like that, of course. But how far down the line do you think it's progressed or otherwise over the past 5 years?
Well, I think the Isle of Man's done well externally, and I've said so publicly. Internally, reform has not gone where it should have gone or as fast as it should have gone. Obviously, you will know I got pretty exasperated with that, so I stood down. But still remain determined to see that reform happen, because it must happen for the future, the good future of the Isle of Man.
If there's been a resistance to change,
yes.
What did you do, or what have you tried to do to bring people with you?
Well, once I stepped down, I decided I was going to be a commentator, and then realised that if I was going to be taken seriously, that I had to stand again. So I'm actually now putting together my thoughts in detail, and they're going to be captured in a manifesto of some difference, I think, because it's going to be called The Little Book of Government Reform. And I'm going to try and bring it all together as a concept, and hopefully people will appreciate how important it is that government must now change if we're going to get things right for the future of the Isle of Man.
Well, would you respectfully not have been better staying within as head of the Cabinet Office and trying to drive through that reform rather than bailing out after, what, just over a year in charge?
It's a fair question, but the resistance was there. There was no desire to really look at the degree of change necessary, and it became a very frustrating and exasperating process. So I stepped outside and have continued where I left off, effectively, to argue for change.
Would you, if successful in the election, would you expect to be a government minister and play a key role in the next administration?
First of all, let's just go back one step.
Step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, my constituents have got to decide whether or not they're comfortable with this different approach. It's not a candidate coming forward saying, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I'll do the other. It's saying, look, where we're at now in terms of the way our government is structured isn't right. Will you support me in asking for these fundamental changes? And I need to go back in with a mandate from the constituents to that effect. They may choose otherwise, but I passionately believe in this and know that we must do it. So let's take it step by step.
You've been very critical of the user agreement during your term. What do you make of this latest investment pledge by the steam packet?
I have been critical of the user agreement since 1990-something, and nothing's changed there. But what do I think? Not a great deal.
Just tell me, is there much public confidence in our political system?
Not a great deal, no.
Well, why is that?
Because I think I promoted some discussion in the newspaper, I think it was early autumn, I think.
Which start of your election campaign, that was.
Probably, yes. Which culminated in a headline which said, is government working for itself or is it working for the people? And that stirred things up a little bit. And I think we've got to get back to the concept that we do need a smaller, smarter government that genuinely is putting its people first. And I don't think we're there.
In 10 words or less, why should the people of East Douglas vote for you?
Because if they want a future, a good future for the Isle of Man that's really going to make things happen, then I hope that they might choose to vote for me.
Chris Robertshaw, East Douglas, thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.